My name is Garland Robinson, and today we're going to be talking about dancing and simply asking the question, is it from Satan or from God? You know, for many, many years, dancing has been a very popular amusement with a lot of people. In fact, anyone today who speaks out against the modern dance is not really walking the pathway of popularity. That would be true either with young people or certainly their parents who have and see no problem with it whatsoever. When we oppose the modern dance, we're looked at often as an oddball or an old fogey, that we've got to be from the old days or something. Those labels shouldn't bother us. They certainly don't bother me because I serve the Lord. Do you not serve the Lord? Are we not interested in doing Bible things and meeting with God's approval? I want you today to listen very carefully and weigh with great wisdom the words that we're going to look at in this lesson. We need to look at the other side of the story. A lot of people say, well, dancing is innocent, or that's for young people. They're only young once. And what bother is it going to be? Well, let's look at the other side of the story. We need to look at what the Bible says, what the eternal consequences are from it. We need to ask the question, what are its fruits? Is the modern dance from heaven or from hell? Will it lead to greater service in the Lord's kingdom? Or will it lead to my soul being damned? Well, these questions are important. Certainly, dancing is going to lead to everything that is wrong, everything that is bad. Nothing can be said good about it. First, a word or two needs to be said relative to that which we're not talking about in this study. We're not talking about the kind of dancing that was done by Miriam and those Hebrew women in the days of Moses. We're not talking about the type or kind of dancing that was done by David shortly after he became king of Israel. But what we are talking about is what we would identify as the modern dance. We're talking about that type of dancing that is sensual in nature. That type of dancing that was done at Mount Sinai that we read about in Exodus chapter 32 and verse 19, when the Bible says, "And it came to pass that when Moses came down from the mountain, that he saw the calf, he saw the dancing, and his anger was waxed hot, and he cast the tables of stone out of his hands, and they break beneath the mount." We're looking at what Paul wrote about it by inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 7, "Neither be ye idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." We're talking about that which is contrary to God's Word. We're talking about the kind of dancing that was done by the sensual Salome. You remember her? She was the daughter of Herodias that danced before Herod when on one occasion at his birthday celebration, Matthew chapter 14, Mark 6, and caused great harm on that occasion. In this study, we're talking about mixed dancing. Dancing that is done between men and women, boys and girls. We're talking about the dancing that calls for the close embrace of individuals, who calls one's body to move in certain swaying, lascivious beats to the music and very wicked and ungodly fashion that excites the lusts of individuals. We're talking about dancing wherein evil thoughts are very easily aroused. Friend, dancing is from Satan. It's from hell, not heaven. Those who have made a study of the modern dance tell us that it has its inception in a house of prostitution in Paris, France. Now, the very city and place of its origin is going to tell us a great deal about it and so much of how unwholesome and ungodly and infamous that it really is. The modern dance is devilish from the very word go. Modern dancing is closely associated with revelings and lasciviousness, and that's what we're going to be looking at in this study. A countless numbers of times it's been proven to be the very beginning of open corruption. It's been a frequent contributor to divorce and the breakup of the home, tearing apart of child security in the home. It's even been an indirect contributor to murder, as mates have become angered at one another, hating one another, and killing one another. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 21 and 22, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil." Well, friend, the modern dance certainly has every appearance of evil, and the Bible says, stay away from it. We read of works of the flesh in Galatians 5 and verses 19 to 21. And among those sins that are mentioned are the sins of lasciviousness and revelings. And here the Bible says that they which commit such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, revelings and lasciviousness, what are these? Well, the College Dictionary defines revelings as an occasion of merrymaking or noisy festivity with dancing. The Liddell and Scott in their Greek lexicon affirm a close connection between revelings with music and dancing. We also find the word lasciviousness means pretty much the same thing. The idea is filthy words, indecent bodily movements, unchaste handling of males and females. Isn't that exactly what's done in dancing? The touching, the gyration of the body? Will anyone deny, will they be so naive as to say that that is not what goes on in dancing? That's very much a part of exactly what it is. Indecent bodily movements, that is certainly involved in dancing. The dance involves the unchaste, that is the impure, unrighteous, handling, touching, fondling of males and females. Isn't that the reason for it? If not, what is? Just as social drinking is a prelude to outright drunkenness, so also dancing and petting are passionate preludes to fornication and adultery. There's just simply too much overwhelming evidence and proof from those who have been down that route and know what they're talking about because they have participated in it, they've supported it, and they say that is what goes on. Even if there was no open immorality following the dance still stands solidly condemned on its own wickedness. It's lascivious. It's a form of revelings. And Paul says plainly and pointedly that those who are guilty of such do not enter the kingdom of heaven. They cannot be saved. Now let's look at some of the compelling testimony from those who've been there, from those who know. Some years ago, the FBI put out a little tract suggesting some 6 ways in which young people get hurt. Could you guess what those 6 were? Would you be surprised to know that dancing is one of those 6? The other 5 on that list were drinking, gambling, reckless driving, parking, petting, and mixed swimming. Look at how many of those are connected with the modern dance. Surely, without exception, each one of those 6 fits in with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride or vainglory of life. The apostle in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, tells us that we're not to go off into those things, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. J. Edgar Hoover, many, many years ago, the former head of the FBI, is on public record as saying that most juvenile crime has its beginning in the dance hall, either public or private. Mr. Hoover was right on target. Mr. Hoover was in a position to know whereof he spoke. From another law enforcement officer came this statement a number of years ago. It is estimated that in New York City, 4,000 women are living the life of infamy, and that 3/4 of these were started on their life of degradation through the dance. Well, I said that was many, many years ago. That number has to be much, much higher now. The Chicago Vice Commission once was asked 300 prostitute girls what led to their becoming sinners or scarlet women. 85% of them responded by saying, "My first step wrong was caused by the modern dance." Many noted educators have spoken out against the modern dance, and they've all said the same thing. Their experience in dealing with people through the years has been the same. Dancing is diabolical in its fruits. A matron for a home for fallen women in Los Angeles a number of years ago said that 7 out of 10 of the girls they received into their program had fallen through the dance and its influences. Well, how do we deal with that? What does the Bible say? We read that dance halls are the modern nurseries of divorce courts, training shops of prostitution, graduating schools of infamy and vice. What a terrible, terrible plight that is. Well, what does the Bible say? There are many scriptures that obviously condemn dancing. 1 John 2, verse 15, we've already talked about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of vainglory. Those things are not of the Father. They're of the world. James chapter 1, verse 27. What is it that we're to do to be right in God's sight? To keep ourselves unspotted from the world. In Ephesians 5 and verse 11, the Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Peter said in 1 Peter 1 and verse 16, be ye holy, for I am holy. Paul said in Romans 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. To Timothy, Paul wrote, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 22, keep thyself pure. In Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2, we read, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. In Matthew 5 and verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21 and 22, Paul wrote, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. In 1 John 3 and verse 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Good people, what would the Bible have to say before you'd believe it? What would Jesus do about the modern dance? Well, you know the answer to that question just as much as I do. He would avoid it like leprosy, like the plague. He would expose it for what it is, because it is from Satan. It is from the devil. It is soul-destroying in fruit and in nature. Well, if Jesus would not condone it, then certainly neither should we. Friend, dancing is sinful. It is evil because it appeals to lust. It's not a righteous thing. It's not a holy thing. It does not prove more love for God, greater devotion for mankind, but leads us down the path of sinfulness and ended up finding our way to a devil's hell. My name is Garland Robinson.